It's your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC for 20 great years has the best OTR on our live streaming. And continue tuning in to the Radio Book Channel, along with the RTC Music Channel, all at oldtimeradiolisten.com.
Hello, all you fans of Old Time Radio. We're here to satisfy you with some more Old Time Radio that I know you're going to like. We're going to have The Adventures of Maisie, The Devil and Mr. O, and The Saint on today's program. We're going to start, I think, with The Devil and Mr. O. Now, this program was a kind of rebranding in the 70s of the earlier Lights Out show, and this is called Going Down.
Lights Out for The Devil and Mr. O. It is later than you think. Turn out your lights now. We bring you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly so that if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now. This is Mr. O, Arch Obler. Some of you may not know this, but beneath many of our cities, there's a sub-world, not only of subways, but sub-sub-basements and man-made caverns where little trains run and deliver the goods to the department stores and the factories of our industrial complex. Today we're going to some of those sub-sub-basements in a play I've written for you titled Going Down, all beginning after this top-of-the-world message.
Gramercy Park Close of 64 West 23rd Street in New York says, if you think food prices are high, wait till you go out to buy a suit. The price of wool, the devaluation, the union contract, you can get priced out of the market. But you don't have to give up wearing the good clothes you used to. Just give up the place you've been buying them at. After 78 years of manufacturing men's clothing to sell wholesale, Gramercy Park will show you a new and better way to buy men's clothing. Magnificent suits, coats, sport coats, and slacks. Come up to Gramercy Park's loft on the third floor of the factory building at 64 West 23rd Street. Ask Rosie with the cigar or Flatbush Phil to give you a style show. There's no obligation and credit cards are okay. Gramercy Park is open to 7, Saturday to 6, and on Sunday from 10 to 4. Gramercy Park Close, 64 West 23rd Street, New York.
And now, if you haven't already done so, turn off your lights now.
But of course I can run an elevator.
I was just asking.
And I told you. Well, here we are. Are you getting out?
I suppose so.
Suppose so. For 10 years, that's all I've heard. Where do you work? What do you do? Why don't you let me see
you? Don't get angry.
Oh, I'm not angry. I'm just telling you. Come on, this way.
Such a big basement.
You don't know the half of it. It's like a whole city down here.
A person goes to a department store and doesn't know all this is underneath.
Say that again.
You're in charge of everything down here?
That's another fact. Here. Look at these.
What are they? Furnaces?
Oil burning. Heats and air conditions the whole building up above. 20 stories.
Where is everybody?
Nothing but a watchman at this hour of the night. Everything's shut down.
Help!
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
What did you do that for?
Oh, I just wanted to hear my voice. It's like a big cave down here.
Yelling out like that. Won't you ever grow up?
Don't be angry, Arnie.
All right, come on.
Yes, Arnie.
Come on, in here.
Another elevator?
Well, you want to see everything, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Down some more?
Yeah. All right.
Another basement.
Yeah. Go ahead. Plenty of light to see behind.
What's down here?
Come on over here. I'll show you. There. In the wall.
Is it a tunnel?
That's what it is.
But a tunnel down here?
See those tracks?
Yes. Where do they go?
How do you think all the merchandise is brought to all the stores here in the business section? Tunnel system, that's how. Right under the city streets.
I had no idea.
Mighty few people have. Trains run on those tracks, bring the stuff right in.
Trains? Oh, Arnie.
You think all I've got to do is make jokes? You think the only kind of a train's a big one?
Well, I just don't know.
These are little ones. They run on electric batteries, just like they have down in the mines. Come on, I'll show you.
Where?
In the tunnel.
But it's so dark.
There are lights every little ways. Come on.
I don't think so.
What's the matter with you?
I'm afraid.
Oh, for John's sake. For years you've pestered me and pestered me to see... You come along, Emma, you understand?
All right. Arnie, this is far enough.
Oh, for John's sake, what's the matter with you now?
I don't know.
Come on, there's one of the little engines parked down at the end of the tunnel. You might as well see it. Well, keep walking.
I think I'd like
down to... Down this way, you'll see the train.
Yes, but Arnie, the lights... Arnie, where are you?
Right here.
What's the matter?
Matter?
Oh, why are you standing so close to me?
I'm your husband.
Oh, Arnie, don't be silly.
Emma, I'm going to tell you something.
Arnie, what's the matter with
Listen
you?
Listen to me for the last time.
Last time? Arnie, what's the matter with you?
Do you know that you can't get out of here?
What?
You can't get out of here.
Arnie, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Oh, Arnie. You haven't made a joke like that in years. The last time you tried to scare me was right after we were married. Remember? With that fur piece you made off was a dead animal that had gotten in the bedroom. You remember?
I remember. Come along further, Emma.
Oh, sure. As long as I know what you're up to, I don't mind. How far are we going?
A long way.
All right, Arnie. Anything you say.
Don't I know it. All right.
All right, what?
This is as far as we're going.
Oh. I feel funny. I've never been under the ground so far in so long. It was very nice of you, Arnie, to take me down here. So interesting. Very nice of you. Arnie, why don't you say something? Arnie, is something the matter? Arnie, really, you can't frighten me. Not now, you know. Arnie, are we waiting for someone? If we are, I think I hear him.
Hear him?
Well, yes, don't you?
No.
But I heard someone.
I tell you, there's no one down here.
All right. All right, if you say so, Arnie.
If I say so. Can't you say something else but that even now?
Now?
Yes. Irma, I'm going...
There, I heard it again.
What?
Are there trains running this late at night?
Trains?
If it's a train, we ought to get out of here. Tunnel so now, Arnie, please.
Shut up. Let me listen.
Hear it?
Will you shut up? Who's there? Who's there?
Isn't there supposed to be anyone?
Oh, of course not. I saw to it. Is that you? Is that you, Tom?
Who's Tom?
Tom, are you down here?
One of the watchmen.
I told him I'd pull his boxes tonight. I told him. Tom! Hey, Tom!
What's wrong?
Tom, what's the matter with you? Come on out here, do you hear me? Come out right away or I'm firing you. Tom!
Is he playing jokes, too?
That fool, I'll break his neck. Get my hands on that.
No, Arnie, don't leave me. Arnie, where did you go? Arnie, it's so dark, the tunnel. Arnie, where are you? Arnold, was that you? Arnold, it is you. Did you cry out? What?
Stay back.
You. That man. Who?
From what's left of his face, I think it's Tom.
What? What the train ran over him? Arnold, answer me, was it?
Train? No. Something's torn out his throat. Come on. Gotta get out of here.
Oh, yes.
Something down here.
Arnie, wait. I can't
police.
Go so fast.
Police, I'll get the police.
Please, Arnie, wait for me. Arnie, what's the matter? Arnie, why are you standing there? Why don't you open the door?
Door wasn't closed before.
Well, open it.
It won't open. It won't open!
We leave our The Devil and Mr. O story of going down for a word.
See the leaf right here in my hand?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that a new leaf?
Yes, it is a new leaf.
Here, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Get it? Leaf? New?
What does that mean, to turn over a new leaf?
Well, in serious?
Mm-hmm.
Means that you're going to have a little change.
From what to what?
From bad to good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, suppose somebody was crying.
They could switch from tears to a smile.
Suppose they were lonely.
They could go from loneliness to having somebody to play with.
Well, suppose somebody wasn't loved. Could they turn over a new leaf?
They could go from not loving somebody to loving somebody.
How did they do that?
All they have to do is try to love somebody.
Just try?
Yeah. It's easy to love people when you try.
Love makes all things new again. Hey, what was that?
Another sound of love from the Franciscans.
Let's go back to the Devil and Mr. O story of going down.
All right. We'll be there in a minute.
But are you sure?
I tell you, it's an emergency exit. It's always kept open.
Why was that door locked?
Well, stop asking me that. I don't know.
And that watchman?
Stop talking, will you? I don't know anything.
Arnie, why did you stop talking? And why stop? You said the emergency exit.
That's it.
What?
Behind those timbers. It's blocked off. You understand? It's blocked off.
Oh, what do we do? We can't just stand here. Arnold, that man was killed. There's someone down here. I'm afraid. Oh, Arnold, get me out of here.
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta think. Now, whoever killed Tom, not down here necessarily.
You don't think so, Arnie?
Well, why should he be? Nothing to steal down here. Tom was always borrowing money from people. Somebody he didn't pay back. Yeah, that's it.
But the doors...
Oh, well, he got out and closed the doors. What of it? We can get out. Come on.
Where?
I told you, these tunnels lead to the buildings all over the business section. Follow the tunnel to the next sub-basement, to the next building. We'll get out, that's all.
Honey, don't get too far ahead of me.
Oh, well, just walk fast, will you?
Oh, Arnie,
I looked forward so very much to tonight. It had been so long since you'd even thought about me. I knew that. And tonight, when you called me up and told me to meet you here, and then when you started to play those crazy, scary jokes before, even then
Irma, you see it too?
Is it after us?
Don't talk, run!
Oh, my side, it's hurting.
Well, that's too bad.
Honey, don't leave me behind. Honey, I can't run any faster. Honey, wait.
Oh, no!
Honey!
Oh.
Honey, what? Oh, honey. Oh, I'm coming.
Oh.
Honey.
Oh.
What? Your
oh.
leg.
Broken. It's broken.
Oh, honey, come on. Hold on to me, we'll manage.
No, no, I
But you can't,
can't
lie here, that thing.
It's coming?
I don't know, I can't see it.
I was running a rock under my foot.
Arnold, over here, a pile of boxes.
What?
Hide behind them. If I help you, could you go over
yes,
there?
Yes, hide. Give me your arm.
Yes, I will. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. If you hold my arm tight. Come.
Get over there.
Come on. I'll help you.
Take it easy,
That's
will
it?
You?
That's it. We're getting there.
Hurt.
Back here. There.
Oh. Oh. Help me down.
Yes.
Easy.
Here you are.
Oh,
oh honey. There. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh. We'll be all right.
Oh. Can you see it?
No. No, it's gone.
Oh.
Just don't think about it, honey.
What was it? Emma, do you hear me? What was it? Well, you went to school. You studied things like that. That thing. What was it? Irma, didn't you hear me?
Yes. I heard you.
What was it? What was it? Was it a lizard? Yes. Some kind of a lizard. That's it. It was a lizard.
Some kind of a lizard.
Why do you say it that way?
I saw it good, Arnie.
Well?
In school. One of the books, there was an animal like that.
How did it get down here? A lizard that big?
Oh, no, you don't understand. Geology book. The thing wasn't a lizard, exactly.
Huh?
It was a dinosaur.
Are you crazy?
No. I'm telling you what I saw. It sort of sat up on its hind feet. Just like the picture in the book.
What are you trying to do? Make me crazy, too? Why, those things died millions of years ago.
Arnie, look.
Huh?
Way down the tunnel. By the light. It is a dinosaur.
But don't move!
Arnie, it is a dinosaur. Has it gone away?
I don't know.
It's been so long.
Okay. Just don't move.
It just looked at us.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it come after us? Why?
Maybe it didn't see us.
What?
Well, it was like something that had been in the dark for a long, long time.
Yes. Oh.
Don't move around.
Oh, there's so little room back here.
Oh, would you rather go out there?
Oh, don't be angry with me, Ernie.
Angry? Why should I be angry? Emma, you went to school. You studied those things. You called it a
dinosaur.
Yeah. All these hours, I've been thinking, how could a thing like that, which was supposed to have passed out of the world so many years ago, how could it be alive now?
I don't know.
Emma, listen, I know. This tunnel under the business district, they were putting on an extension, blasting in the rock. Maybe that thing came out from inside the earth.
Maybe.
You're not frightened, are you?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm with you.
If it came back, what could I do for you?
It's just being with you.
Yeah.
I keep thinking.
And what?
That poor watchman.
Yeah, it'll really be something when it's morning and everyone finds out about it.
What do you think they'll do?
They'll hunt it down. The police will get it soon enough.
Arnold.
Yeah?
Arnold, what if it won't be here then?
Huh?
It's been hours since we last saw it standing down there. What if it's gone back where it came from?
It's all right with me.
But what if they're not...
They'll hunt it down. They'll find it.
Oh. Arnold, what's that?
It's all right. Everything's all right.
But what was...
6 o'clock. That was the bell back in the basement. The day engineer turned off one of the sprinkler alarms.
Oh. Oh, honey. Come on. Come on, I'll help you.
Wait.
But you said
Wait.
That it was...
Look. Over there. Back. It's back.
Help.
Don't. Quiet, you. He's looking right at us.
Oh. Well, they didn't hear us, but it did.
It's starting this way.
Oh.
My leg.
Arnie.
Oh. How slowly. Moving. As if it can hardly see. That's it, Emma, that's it.
What?
It's blind. That thing is blind. It's lived under the earth so long it can't see.
But it's still coming this way. Oh, honey, come on.
I can't.
Hold on to me.
Let
we'll...
me alone. Go ahead.
No, try. I'll carry you.
You can't carry me.
I will.
Me. Go ahead, Emma. Go ahead. I tell
I
you.
Won't
go on. Don't stay here. I tell you. Go
oh,
on.
Honey, please listen to
Why
me.
Why you stay here with me? I wanted to kill you tonight. You hear me? I brought you down here to kill you.
Oh, honey, no. You're only saying
that. You,
man.
I'm telling you the truth. I brought you down here to kill you.
No, honey. I'll stay with you.
Listen to me. I brought you down here to kill you. Now, that's the truth. Look at me and believe it because it's the truth.
That's why you...
That's why I suddenly got so wonderful. I was sick and tired of you. I was sick and tired of living. So I brought you down here to kill you and then kill myself.
Arnie.
Look at it out there. It's feeling its way along. Well, he'll take care of me, but you've got to get out of here, Emma.
No.
You've got to get out. I deserve to die, but Irma, not you. You're so blasted good. I guess that's why I got tired of you, but that's no reason for you to die. Irma, stop looking at me like that. You've got to get out. Run straight down the tunnel. Keep running and you'll get away. Irma, just don't look at me. Get going.
No, Arnold.
Why don't you say what you've always said to me all these years? Just as you say, Arnie. Just as you say. Oh, Irma. Irma, will you get out of here?
How slowly it moves.
Irma.
It is blind.
Bless you. Look, will you listen to me? Will you go? You've got to go. They'll think I've killed you.
No, they won't. They
yes,
won't.
Yes, they will. I left a note back home for the police. I told them I had killed you. If that thing kills you and me, they'll still think I was the one who did it. Now, do you want me to be a murderer? Do you want that?
You left a note?
Yes, yes. Don't you remember I turned back after you went out the door on the dining room table? Irma,
get out of here and get that note. Don't make them think I'd kill you, and I didn't, and I don't want to. You're such a good... You're too good for me, and I was tired, and I was crazy. Don't make me a murderer, Irma.
Arnie. Goodbye.
Goodbye? Yes, Irma. Yes, hurry. Run fast. Straight ahead. He won't get you, I promise.
Arnie.
Go. All right. You blind thing, you. Here I am. Here I am. Here. I'm not scared. Come and get me.
This is Mr. O.R. Jobler. Let me tell you about a couple of letters I received from you listeners. One of them asked me the question, Mr. O., do you believe in the sensitives who say they can feel the presence of ghosts in a house? I have a quick answer for that one. Unless that so-called sensitive can materialize the ghost for me in broad daylight, now that's the question. Why must the ghost always appear in the dark? As I say, unless the ghost can actually be materialized, I must remain among the skeptics. Extrasensory perception, yes. Ghosts, show me. The second letter asked me about my new book, House on Fire, and do I truly believe in the existence of devils on earth? Well, it all depends on your definition of the word devil. But I ask you, how else can one explain some of our today's madness? Speaking of devils and deviltry, let's talk about next week's play. The title is one found to the CPAs and the bookkeepers of the world, Balance Sheet. And let's talk about that after a word from your station.
On a sun-parched desert, in a humid, tangled jungle, beneath the stars of a tropical seaport, these are the places that Hopis are found. Hopis, the people of Project Hope, sail to distant ports on a white hospital ship, or take up residence in our own Southwest with this common goal, to help others become medically self-sufficient. Project Hope's mission is not treat and run, it's treat and teach. Hopis teach medical skills to professional counterparts who are eager to learn new methods. And they teach willing workers with limited education the skills that help them contribute to the well-being of their own communities. Help Hope live on. Contribute to Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
This is Mr. O again. I'm with you. I think that happiness is the most important thing in life. There are other people, of course, who live and die by other values, the balance sheet, profit and loss. That's what a very strange play I've written for you takes up next week. Its title, Balance Sheet. It is later than you think.
Let's give a listen to Vincent Price as the Saint, the somewhat lighthearted adventurer, detective, what have you. He's going to be solving a case here, the murder of the champion from 1950.
The Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as The Saint.
Hello?
Mr. Templer?
Yes?
Joe Collins. Remember me?
Joe, sure I do. How are you, chap? It's been a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, your fight still on for tomorrow night?
Yeah. Say, could you do me a big favor, Saint? Could you come down to the gym right away?
Sure, but what is it?
I'll tell you when you get here. I need to talk to somebody I can trust. I need to real bad.
I'll phone for a cab and be there in 20 minutes.
Oh, thanks, Saint. Thanks.
Oh, don't thank me, Joe. After all, I've got a bet on you tomorrow night. I've got to protect my investment.
You got a bet on me? Call it off, Saint. Call it off.
What?
So long.
Yes?
It's Louie, Mr. Templer. Your cab is here.
Oh, come on in, Louie. I'll be with you in a minute.
Maybe you should better open the door right away.
Well, why didn't you come in, Louie? The door was...
Shh. He's asleep.
Oh? Who's asleep?
Mr. Templer, look down.
Louie, it's a baby.
You are so right.
But why did you bring him here?
I found him here. On your doorstep, Mr. Templer.
Louis, don't you look at me that way.
Who ain't opened his mouth even, Louis?
Well, let's get him inside. You want to carry him?
Maybe you better.
All right. Up we go.
Oh, he's waking up, Mr. Templer. He's cute.
Yeah, he is. Hey, what's your name, old fella?
Johnny.
Hey. He talks.
What's your last name, Donnie?
Donnie,
huh? How did you get here, Donnie?
Donnie.
Here, let me try him, Mr. Temple. I got away with kids. Donnie, tell your Uncle Louie how you got here, huh?
Donnie.
It's a gold mine of information.
Wait a minute, look. Hey, there's a note pinned on his coat.
I understand that's traditional in such cases.
Donnie!
No, just a minute, Donnie. Here. Please, please, keep him for a few days and don't tell anyone. Not even the police.
Sounds like trouble, Mr. Templer.
Yes, it does.
Well, I guess you won't be needing my cab now, huh?
Oh, hey, the cab, I forgot. Louis, how are you as a babysitter?
Huh? Who, me? Oh, no, wait a minute, Mr. Templer. I'm a cab driver. You can't drive while you sit. My local's got rules.
I'll be back in an hour, Louis. Well, just to make it official, I'll borrow your cab.
Hey, what are you... Well, it looks kind of funny on you at that. Hey, look at the funny man with the hat, Donnie. Huh? Isn't that funny?
I'll see you later, Louie.
Come on, kid. Use a little more left there. Get your shoulder into it. That's it. That's better.
Excuse me, but where could I find Joe Collins?
Hold it a minute there, kid. Hold it. The champ?
Yeah.
He's right there, my friend, on the table. We're getting a rubdown.
We?
Yeah, Chadwick's. The name's Sam Chadwick. I'm the champ's manager.
Oh, I'm Simon Templer. Joe said he wanted to see me.
Oh, we did, eh? Well, I don't remember us doing that. Well, let's go in. Come on, let's go in. Take a blow, kid. I'll be right back.
How's Joe feeling?
Oh, we're in the greatest shape of our lives. The greatest. That fish Shelley hasn't got a chance tomorrow night. Don't belong in the same ring with us.
Two against one hardly seems fair.
Two against... Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, here we are, Mr. Templer. Hey, champ, you know this, champ?
Sure. How are you, Saint?
I'm good, Joe. How have you been?
In a pig, the absolute rose-colored pig.
I've been all right. That's enough, George. Thanks.
Hey, you want to talk now, Joe? Got here as soon as I could.
Talk? What about? We got anything to talk to Mr. Templer about, champ?
Saint, the fact is, well, I'm sorry I called you. It was a mistake.
It sounded pretty serious, Joe.
Well, I guess I'm worked up for the fight tomorrow night with Michelle. You get... Well, Jumpy, it's the training that does it.
Yeah, sure, that's it. We're on edge, you know. Raise a sharp condition. We always get this way right before a fight. What else? It's a sign.
Shut up, Sam. Sorry I bothered you, Saint. I'm sorry.
If you're sure you don't need me, I guess that's it.
Yeah, sure. And look, if you want to make yourself some easy money, Mr. Templer, sock it on the champ to win tomorrow night. We won't even draw a deep breath.
I've already got my money down, Mr. Chadwick, on Joe.
Ah, that's great. That's the greatest cinch bet of the entire season.
Shut up, Sam. Saint, call off your bet.
No. I think you're a pretty good man, Joe. in the ring, and out. Morning, Louis.
Hi, Mr. Templer. Came over as soon as I got your call. How are you?
I'm not so good.
A heavy responsibility being a father.
Yeah, I'm getting some help, fortunately. I phoned an employment agency, sent over a nurse.
That's a shrewd move, Mr. Templer. There's nobody quite has a woman's touch like a woman has. You know what I mean?
Well, it's deep, but I'll figure it out. Come on in and see Donnie.
Where is he?
In bed.
Oh, keeps pretty late hours.
You'd be tired, too, if you said Donnie 15,000 times a day.
Donnie!
How are you, Donnie, old man, huh? You feel like talking this morning? Watch me. Watch me get some information out of him, Mr. Temple. You just got to be firm.
Well, I wish you luck, Louis.
Donnie, what's your last name? Who brought you here? Where are you from? Huh?
Donnie.
Yeah, at any rate, he's consistent. Oh, that must be the nurse.
Mr. Templer?
Yes, come in.
Thank you. I'm Miss Barton, Mr. Templer. The agency sent me over.
Right in here, Miss Barton. Miss Barton, this is my friend Louis.
How do you do?
And your charge, Donnie.
Hello, Donnie.
Well, he seems to approve of you, Miss Barton.
Ah, he's beautiful, Mr. Templer, don't you think so?
Louis and I consider him one of the most beautiful babies we have ever seen. Right, Louis?
Right. Talks fluently, too, says Donnie.
Come here, darling.
I'm going to have to go out for a while, Miss Barton. Miss Barton.
What? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Templer.
I said I'll have to leave for a short while, and I'll be back. We can discuss arrangements then, huh?
Arrangements? Oh, anything will be all right, Mr. Templer. Anything at all.
Well, I'll call if I'm more than an hour. Goodbye. Goodbye, Donnie.
Donnie.
Hey, tell your Uncle Louie goodbye, Donnie.
Donnie.
Well, better than nothing. Where to, Mr. Templer?
I want to go see Kid Fischel, Louis.
Well, the guy that's fighting Collins tonight.
Huh? Yes. I wasn't at all satisfied yesterday that Joe Collins didn't have something to tell me. Something going on there.
Mr. Templer, you got Donnie. How many mysteries can you handle at one time?
Sometimes one and one can be added together to get one, Louis.
What does that mean?
Just a hunch, as yet.
Oh. I thought they came out with a new multiplication table. I ain't even learned the old one yet. Well, shall we be off, Mr. Templer?
There is an obvious answer to that, Louis, which I shall spare you. Let us, by all means, be off.
Yes?
My name is Templer, Simon Templer. They told me down at the desk this was Kid Fischel's suite.
It is. Come in. Thank you to desk school, Mr. Templer. One of the kid's sparring partners.
How are you, chum?
How do you do?
My name is Alexander. Fritz Alexander.
You manage Kid Fischel?
I look after him. And very well, too, eh, Frankie?
The best, Mr. Alexander.
Can I see the kid, Mr. Alexander?
Unfortunately, right now, he's sleeping. Go down to weigh in for the fight in an hour.
Well, then perhaps I can talk to you about the fight, huh?
It would be a pleasure. I can discuss the kid by the hour and never tire. I'm quite fond of him, you see. He's a perfect young machine, strong, healthy, handsome. He wants the championship. He shall have it. Nothing can stop him.
You sound quite confident.
I am. If I didn't think he could win, I wouldn't send him into the ring tonight. I wouldn't take a chance on his being hurt. I won't have him hurt, you understand?
Don't worry, Mr. Alexander. He ain't going to get hurt.
Yes. You see, Mr. Templer, I can become quite emotional over the kid. Usually I'm not an emotional man.
I see. And does Joe Collins know that the kid is not to be hurt?
He knows.
You telling me that the fight is fixed?
Hey, watch your mouth, chum.
I'm not telling you anything, Mr. Templer. But whoever you are, whomever you represent, remember this. The kid wants the championship. And he shall have it. Because I find pleasure in giving the kid what he wants. And if anything or anyone stands in my way. No, Mr. Templer. I refuse to be worried by you. The kid will not be hurt. Good day.
Mr. Alexander said good day, chum.
Thank you for interpreting, Frankie. And Mr. Alexander, my money still rides on Joe Collins.
In that case, Mr. Templer, I hope you can spare it.
Good day.
So long, chum.
Mr. Templer, I've been looking for you.
What is it, Louis?
I called your house to check if everything was all right, like you told me, and Miss Barton said Sam Chadwick had been calling, wants you to call right away.
Hey, that's Joe Collins' manager, Louis. Wonder what he wants.
I don't know, but it's supposed to be urgent. Here's the number, and there's a phone booth out here by the elevator.
Oh, thank you, Louis. Hello, Mr. Chadwick?
Yeah, who's this?
Simon Templer, Mr. Chadwick.
Oh, Mr. Templer, hey, I've been trying to get you. I've been trying to get everybody that Joe knows. The champ is gone.
Gone? Gone where?
I don't know. There's 50,000 already in the box office for the fight tonight, and he walks out.
He can't do this.
You mean we can't do this?
You're in on it, too?
Oh, skip it. Have you got any idea where Joe went to?
I think he went out to get blind. The guy must be crazy. I'll find him, will you, Mr. Templer? You got to.
Well, I'll do what I can.
I'll pay anything. Anything. Within reason, that is. The fight has to go on.
Well, I'll do what I can. This is one fight I wouldn't like to miss.
This must be about the last bar in town, Mr. Templer. I ain't hit so many bars since the night my nephew went into the Navy.
Well, if we don't have any luck here, I'm about ready to give up, Louis. Well, come on, let's give it a try.
Yeah. Mm. You see him?
No, Yeah, I do. Down at the end of the bar.
So you look sober?
I don't know. You wait here, Louis.
Yeah.
Hello, Joe.
Huh? Oh, hello, Saint. What brings you here?
Looking for you, champ. You been drowning your troubles?
No, I started to, but no. I'd forgotten I was champion, and when you're champ, there's a pride that goes with it. I'd forgotten I had that pride.
Care to tell me what's wrong, Joe?
I'll tell you. Sure. Maybe I should have told you yesterday, but things got very bad after I phoned you.
How bad?
I can't win this fight tonight, Saint.
You can't beat Kid Fischel?
I can't try to beat him. They won't let me. They got my son.
Huh? Who's they, Joe?
Alexander, I guess. He had somebody do it. I knew he was a little crazy, but I didn't think he was that crazy. I guess Marie was in on it, too.
Marie? That isn't your wife.
Was my wife. She left me right after the kid was born 2 years ago. She's no good.
And if you don't let Fischel win tonight...
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? What can I do, Saint?
Joe, what's the name of your son?
Don. Donnie.
Come on.
Where? What for?
I'll explain in a cab, Joe. We've got to get to my place right away. This way, Joe.
Right behind you, Saint.
Look, Mr. Templer, the front door is open.
Donnie. Donnie boy, are you here? Donnie!
Wait a minute, Joe.
What?
Behind that couch.
That's Miss Barton.
Oh, no. Marie.
Marie?
Yeah, Donnie's mother, Louis. Joe's wife.
Marie.
She hurt bad?
I don't know.
Here, now, let me help you, Joe. Oh, I'm afraid.
No. Marie, can you hear me?
Oh, Joey, I didn't know what they were doing until yesterday. Then I got Donnie and left him here where he'd be safe. This morning, I took the place of a girl I was sent over as a nurse, but I guess they followed me.
Who did? Alexander?
No, not him. He sent somebody. They took Donnie. I tried to stop them, but they...
Where did they take him? Do you know?
I think the training camp on the river right above Milford.
I know the one.
Joey.
Yes, Marie.
Isn't Donnie the most beautiful boy you ever saw?
Marie.
I know that this is what all mothers say, but isn't he really?
He is, Marie.
And Joey, when he gets old enough, will you just tell him that his mother loved him very much? Just that, not all the rest.
Just that, Marie.
Thanks, Joey. You're a...
Marie.
I'm sorry,
Joe. She gave her life for Donnie.
Yes, she did. Now we've got to find him.
I'll find him. And if they've done anything and...
No, Joe. If you do find him, they might. Well, look, I'll go after him.
I'll go along, Mr. Templer. I don't like the guys that did this.
Thanks, Louis. You better go down to the arena, Joe, and we'll let you know as soon as we can.
All right. I guess it wouldn't be much use in finding Donnie. I'd probably put him in more danger.
Joe, do you want me to...
No. No, I'll look after Marie. She was my wife.
This looks like the place, all right, Mr. Templer. You want to look through that window where the light is?
All right, Louis. Come on.
Sorry, twig.
Oh, keep down, Louis. I'm going to take a look.
What did you see?
Yeah, this is it. Donnie's in there, and that pug, Frankie, that I met with Alexander.
You think we can take him?
I think so. He's listening to the radio. Come on, let's see if we can get in the back way.
If you say so, Mr. Templer.
Come on. You got that tire iron, Louis?
Not only have I got it, I love it like a brother.
Good. Here's the kitchen door.
Is it open?
Yeah, we're in luck. Come on in, Louis. Quiet.
And here at ringside, we're watching the introduction of various celebrities by the ring announcer before the Collins Bishel title go. Pat Novotny, clever young welterweight from Syracuse, has just been introduced from the ring, gets a nice hand, and now there goes...
I spar with a guy 2 months, and the night he's to win the title, I'm playing nursemaid. What are you laughing about?
Oh, Donnie.
Shut up.
Louis, stand beside the door. I'll try to get him out here in the kitchen, and when I do...
Just get him out here, Mr. Templer. I'll take it from there.
Here goes.
Hi, Frankie.
What? Who's that?
You've got company.
Who's in there?
Little boy, Blue.
Wise guy, are you? Well, you'll end up so full of holes that you'll look like a...
Bullseye, Louis.
That was for Marie, Mr. Templer.
Yeah, it should keep him quiet until the police get here.
Maybe I should give him another one for myself.
Yeah, I know how you feel, Louis, but no. Let's get Donnie and get out of here, huh?
Sure, Mr. Templer.
How are you, Donnie? Glad to see us?
Yeah. Say hi to your Uncle Louis, Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie.
Can't you say hi? Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I learned him a new word. How about that, Mr. Templer? Now he can say two words.
Yes, you have a way with you, Louis.
Sure. Now, what do you say to Uncle Louis, Donnie?
Hi.
That's it. And what's your name, Donnie?
Hi.
Louis, you should have given up while you were ahead. Come on.
Hey, you can't go in there. That's the champ's dressing room. Nobody allowed in.
Fight's not over, is it?
Not yet. Sixth round, but Collins has taken an awful pace, and I was just up there.
Look, kid, get this straight. There isn't much time. Go up to Joe Collins' corner. Tell him Simon Templer has Donnie here safe. Have you got that?
Sure, but I can't go up there and
here,
tell him...
Here, look, does this persuade you?
Yes, sir, Mr. Templer. Thank you. I'll tell him right away.
Okay. Come on, let's go in and sit down, Louis. Donnie's about all in.
Yeah, look at him. He can't keep his eyes open. Why couldn't we go right up to Joe's corner ourselves, Mr. Temple?
Couldn't risk it with Donnie. I couldn't tell what Alexander might do.
Oh, yeah, sure. Ooh, poor Joe. You think we got here in time?
I don't know, Louis. I don't know.
Guy must be taking a beating and can't fight back.
Yeah, but he can now.
If he's got anything left to fight with. Quiet up there now.
Must be the end of a round.
See, that crowd noise. I never heard it from down here. You know, it scares you.
It should, Louis. The voice of the mob howling for blood. Same voice that howled in the Colosseum at Rome 2,000 years ago.
For whose blood? The champs or Fischel's?
Mob doesn't care, Louis. Just blood.
Yeah. Scares you. What makes people go to these things, Mr. Templer? Will they ever stop?
Well, they go because this is an allegory of their own lives, Louis. They'll stop when their lives cease to be conflict and pain.
And when will that be?
It's a good question. Hey. Fight's starting up again.
Yeah, that means the champ is still on his feet anyway. Come on, Joey boy, come on, come on. Hey, is it wrong to root, Mr. Temple?
We're all part of the crowd, Louis, one way or another.
Yeah. Oh, something's happening up there. They don't yell like that for nothing.
Come on, Joey. Do it. You can do it, Joey. Donnie's down here. You can fight now, Joey.
Careful of that tire iron, Louie.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Yeah. Come on. The straight left, champ. Come on, the straight left in the face, Joey. Then cross with the right. Oh. What am I talking about? I can't even see him.
Come on, Joey. Come on.
Yeah. You too, Mr. Temple.
Yeah, me too, Louie.
Something happened, Mr. Temple. That was too short for a round. That was a knockout.
It was, Louie, but who?
Yeah, who? Oh, keep everything crossed, Mr. Templer. Fingers, toes, eyes, everything.
Maybe he didn't get our message, Louie.
Mr. Templer, don't say that.
We'll soon know. It sounds like people coming down the hall outside.
Yeah, but Joey couldn't have won. He would have had too much taken out of him. He couldn't have come back after the...
Oh, was that great?
Show! Hey, we took him, Mr. Templer. We took him! Oh.
Clear everybody out of here, will you?
Yeah, you hurry us everybody out. Come on, give us a chance to get our breath, will you? Everybody out. Come on. Hello, will you, fellas? Come on.
That's it. All out, champ. Hey, that was a great fight. I thought it was even better than the one we fought against Babyface. Oh, boy, am I proud of us, Joe.
Thanks, Sam.
Well, you can excuse me now. I got some dough to collect.
Donnie,
come on now. Wake up and say hello to your daddy.
No, let him sleep, Saint. I'm not very pretty right now. But you should see Fischel.
You clobbered him, champ?
Good. He was a very surprised young man.
Yeah. How about Alexander?
I don't know. I didn't see him after it was over. I rushed right down here.
Well, I'd better get the police on his trail. He might be able to get away if I don't tell them to...
Alexander.
Joe, did you think you could get away with it? And Joe, did you think I'd stand by and see you...
That gun must be heavy, Mr. Alexander. You'd better put it down.
No.
The police won't like your negative attitude.
What do I care? After what he did to the kid, you think I care any more about anything?
The kid will be all right. He was just knocked out.
Just. That beautiful physical machine, blooded, battered, stretched out in the dirt. Oh. Do you think the kid can ever feel the same again? Do you think I can ever feel about him as I did? He had the championship. Had it. Before Collins double-crossed us.
That's one way of looking at it.
Why didn't you keep out, Mr. Templar? Why?
Put the gun away, Alexander. You haven't a chance.
Maybe I haven't. But neither have you, Collins. I warned you not to hurt the kid, but you wouldn't listen.
You're a sick man, Mr. Alexander.
Perhaps I am. Perhaps the world is sick and I'm well, but I know what I'm going to do. You first, Collins. You know how the kid felt.
Mr. Alexander, I'm afraid you'll have to take care of me first.
Stop where you are, Templar. Don't come any closer. I warn you once more, Templar, and then I'm going to...
All right, Louis.
Oh!
Nice work.
Lucky I kept this tire iron.
Yeah.
You know, I think he was serious.
I don't think there's much doubt about it. A very twisted man, Mr. Alexander.
Hey, look. Donnie's awake. You got a smile for your old man, Donnie.
Oh, Donnie, hi.
Hey, he knows a new word. How about that, Saint? Ain't that some kid?
He's another champ, Joe.
Oh, he'll be a champ in something. Not in this racket, but something good. Something he can take a real pride in.
He'll be proud of you, Joe.
He'll be proud of his mother, too. After I tell him about her.
Just a minute.
Hi, Mr. Templar.
Well, look who's here. Hi, Donnie.
Champ, let me take him out for a walk. Hey, you know what, Mr. Templar? I've been teaching him all sorts of words.
Honestly, Louie?
Mm-hmm. The smartest kid there is. Watch this now, Mr. Templar. Watch. Donnie, what's my name?
Louie.
How about that? Some smart kid, huh? That's not all. Now, watch this. Donnie, what's Mr. Templar's name?
Louie.
Something go wrong?
No, wait just a minute. Wait a minute. Donnie, Mr. Templar's name?
Louie.
All right, something else. Donnie, where do you live?
Louie.
Donnie, what's your daddy's name?
Louie.
No.
Louie.
Goodbye, Mr. Templar.
Goodbye, Louie.
You have been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. Now here is our star, Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are certain things in our daily life which we take for granted. Only when we are deprived of them do we realize what precious commodities they really are. Air may become the most vital thing in the world to the suffocating man, and water to the thirsty one. In the same way, freedom, when it is missed, suddenly becomes life's greatest treasure. In this country, we possess freedom. It is part of us. It is our American heritage. This liberty which we so casually accept was created and nurtured. It didn't just materialize. And so Americans are justly proud of their heritage, and much of the world around us is fascinated by it. If we are to justify our own pride and the yearnings of those in other countries, we must make this freedom a personal thing. We must take it as it was handed to us and preserve it. Preserve it with conscious effort. That is our job as Americans, as free men. For freedom is everybody's job. This is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another exciting adventure of The Saint. Good night.
This adventure of The Saint was written by Dick Powell. In our cast, you heard Larry Dobkin as Louie and Mary Shipp as Marie. Sheldon Leonard played Sam and Barney Phillips Joe. Donnie was Jerry Hausner and Victor Rodman Alexander. Frank Gerstle was Frankie. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Safier production and is directed by Helen Mack. Vincent Price is soon to be seen co-starring with Errol Flynn and Michael Imprell in William Marshall's production of Bloodline. All you Saint fans will be glad to know that the Saint comic books are now on all newsstands. Your announcer, Don Stanley. Three chimes mean good times on NBC. Who's on the big show tonight? Well, listen, Bob Hope, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, Rosalind Russell, Frankie Lane, Dorothy McGuire, Louis Armstrong, Meredith Wilson, and glamorous, unpredictable Tallulah. No wonder it's the big show. And Sunday evening also means another outstanding production by Theater Guild on the air. Tonight, it's Boomerang, starring Kirk Douglas. Remember, Bob Hope and Martin and Lewis join the big show.
Well, now you recall about 30 minutes ago that the adventures of the Saint started with the Saint walking in and kind of echoey footsteps. Well, we have another show that starts like that too, except it's not a man. It's a woman playing the lead, Ann Southern of MGM Pictures, and she's in The Adventures of Maisie. This is called The Phony Doctor, and it's from 1949.
Hiya, babe. Say, how about a little... Ow!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in Radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Here's Ann Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. I don't ask anything of life, and I don't get anything. Well, that's sort of breaking even, ain't it? I guess when I was a kid, I was vaccinated with a road map, because as far back as I can remember, I've been traveling. Right now, I'm in Reno. Oh, no, not for the usual reason. I ain't never been married yet. Also, I've been kicked around a lot by men of the opposite sex. In the way I figure it, there's only two kinds of men. Those you can trust and the majority. Anyway, here I am in Reno looking for the Blue Peacock Club. My agent got me a job there as a singer. I'm supposed to sing sad songs to make ex-wives and ex-husbands homesick, so they'll hurry home, marry somebody else, and then come back to Reno and start all over again. Ouch!
Say, why don't you look where you...
You? Jack Fuller.
Maisie Revere. Say, what are you doing?
Ladies first, Jack. What are you doing in Reno, the world's most famous separation center?
Well, it's this way, Maisie. I married a girl.
Well, you couldn't have made a better choice.
Tain't funny, McGee. You see, I love her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. Care to tell me about it?
Well, it's this way, Maisie. Mm-hmm. I met Gloria. That's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right after I quit the job at the airplane factory you and I worked at.
Oh, yeah. I remember that place. You were vice president in charge of turning boat number 268, and I was in charge of 269. That is, until the explosion.
I liked you, Maisie. A lot.
Mm.
You were different.
Yeah. But Gloria was differenter, huh?
Yeah. Say, this isn't the place to pour out my heart. How's about a soda, Maisie?
Love to. I'm a little dry after walking across the great American desert.
You walked?
Sure. The railroad only sells tickets to people with money. Some silly rule they got.
Golly, you must be real thirsty.
Well, I could use a drink. I stopped off at a little Mirage, but they were closed for lunch.
Well, come on.
Yeah, what'll it be, folks?
I'll just have a Coke.
What about you, miss?
Well, I'll have a double chocolate sundae with coconut, and whipped cream, marshmallow, bananas, and some shredded nuts.
No cherry?
Well, of course not. You think I want to get sick?
I hate myself for asking. One hash frozen.
And that's the story, Maisie. You see, after the wedding, I found out that Gloria wasn't exactly penniless. She had a fortune. It was terrible.
Some terrible, I'll say.
You see, her father was from Texas. He was a millionaire.
Well, naturally.
Well, when we got married, she agreed to live on what I make. Oh, I do all right. But one day...
You had a fight.
Yeah.
Mm.
How did you know we had a fight?
Well, that's obvious. You were married.
Yeah. But this wasn't just a plain little disagreement. You see...
Here's your Coke, mister. And here's your little tidbit, miss.
Thanks. Hey, wait a minute, Sonny. I can't eat this.
Who can?
You forgot a spoon.
Oh, here you are, miss. Coconut, whipped cream, marshmallow.
Now, Jack, where were we?
Up to the breakup, I think.
Mm.
Maisie, I can't figure Gloria's change of heart. She still loves me. I'm sure of it.
Oh, yeah? Then why is she going to court tomorrow for a divorce?
Look, Sonny, nobody asked you.
Yeah.
Maisie, you've just got to stop her from getting that divorce.
Stop her? How can I stop her?
Yeah, how can she stop her?
Well, I don't... come on, Maisie, let's get out of here and go someplace where we can talk undisturbed. Here's your money, Long Ears.
Yeah, so long, Mr. Anthony. Sorry we can't stay for you to hear the rest, but this conversation is calculated to keep you in suspense.
Hey, miss, you left your gum parked on the stool.
Oh, that's all right. If I don't call for it in 30 days, it's yours. Well, you haven't answered the question yet, Jack. How am I supposed to stop the divorce?
I don't know, but you've got to do it. Even if you have to kidnap Gloria.
But kidnapping's a federal offense, honey. Besides, I won't have the time. I got a job.
Look, Maisie, I love her.
Oh, dear. Well, how's about starting at the beginning and let me in on a few of the details? Like, what's all this about,
Well, Gloria was away visiting Daphne Ashburn when, well, all of a sudden her letters stopped.
Daphne Ashburn?
Uh-huh.
That don't listen like a gal you can trust.
Could be. You see, Daphne's a distant relation, a cousin twice removed.
Yeah, but she wasn't removed far enough, huh?
If Daphne's mixed up in this, I haven't been able to find it out. And I've tried. I tried to see Gloria and get an explanation.
And she wouldn't see you?
She had me thrown out of her hotel for pestering her.
Well, why don't you write her a letter?
I've written dozens. I don't believe she gets them. In fact, Maisie, I'm convinced something funny's going on. And I want you to move into that hotel and find out.
Hotel? Jack, when you move into a hotel, they always ask embarrassing questions. Like, when are you going to pay your bill?
I'll take care of the expenses. Now, here. Here's a letter I've written, and if Gloria reads it, I think she'll give up this idea of a divorce. Some way I want you to get it to her and see that she reads it in person.
Well, I'll try, but I'm not...
Maisie, you've got to. You've got to find out who's poisoning Gloria's mind against me. You've got to stop that divorce.
But, Jack, you're asking me to be a detective, a regular private eye.
Please, Maisie, it means so much to me. Please.
Well, all right. But I've got a feeling that this may be one private eye that's headed for a punch in the nose.
Jerry, the bellboy, Miss Maisie.
Oh. Come in, Jerry.
I came as soon as you called and then, woo, woo, woo.
Gee, must be this new sweater I'm wearing, Jerry. Your eyes are bumping against your glasses.
Here's the ice you ordered, Maisie.
Well, you better put it on your forehead, Jerry. You look like you're running a temperature.
Oh, okay.
Say, Jerry, maybe I can use you.
Huh?
I mean, I'd like you to do me a favor over and above your line of duty.
Well, I'm off duty at 5.
No, I don't mean that.
Oh.
Listen, Jerry, I got to see a certain woman in this hotel. Do you know Mrs. Gloria Fuller?
Oh, sure, Maisie, sure. Of course, I don't like that Miss Daphne Ashbourne that's always hanging around, or that oily Dr. Clays.
Dr. Clays?
Yeah, he's a doctor that treats Gloria.
Oh.
Only I can't see anything wrong with her, except maybe she's always sort of sleepy.
Sleepy?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, how can I get him to see her?
Well, her husband was snooping around here till they threw him out, and it's a rule not to let anybody in to see her.
Oh, please, Jerry. Wouldn't you fix it? Just for little old me.
Oh, when you flutter your little old eyelashes like that at me, I'm your man. Look, it's the big suite at the end of the hall.
Yeah, at the end of the hall.
Yeah. I'm supposed to bring up Miss Gloria's mail about now. I'm a little late. So if you were to knock on the door, well, there you are.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. And one more thing. What's Gloria Fuller like?
Oh, she's a sweetie pie. Say, she ain't wanted by Uncle Sam.
No, by Brother Jack.
Yes, come in, Jerry.
Excuse me, Mrs. Fuller, but...
I thought you were Jerry, the bellboy. Well, who are you?
I'm Maisie Revere, and I'm a good pal of your husband. And he loves you and wants you to read this letter. And he's such a swell guy. I think you're a fool if you divorce him, Gloria. And... Hey, wait a minute. You are Gloria Fuller, aren't you?
This is her room, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm supposed to give you this letter if you are. So, here it is.
Thank you, but I'm sure it's no different from any of Jack's other letters. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Oh, no. I was supposed to make sure you read it in person. I promised Jack I wouldn't leave till you read it.
Oh, very well. Yes. Yes, just as I expected. Very well, you can tell Mr. Fuller that you kept your promise.
And you'll see him and talk to him?
Yes. In the divorce court tomorrow.
Oh.
Now, will you please leave?
Gee. You know, from what Jack and Jerry told me, I thought you'd be different.
Just what do you mean, different?
Well, they said you were a sweetie pie. But to me, you turned out to be all crust.
Such nerve. Why, you insolent cheap.
Cheap? Look, sister, I've been called lots of things in my time.
I'll bet you have. Now, please leave. I'm expecting friends for lunch.
Don't worry, Tootsie. I'm leaving. And be careful with that lunch. Don't tip over your saucer of milk.
Well, how do you figure that one, Daphne?
Clay, did you hear it all?
I happened to be bending over to tie my shoelace, and my ear came flush up to the keyhole.
Say, what if Gloria heard it?
Not a chance. Not with the sleeping pill I gave her. She'll be out for another half hour.
Good. Here's another letter. Can you take it up to your room and fix it up before she wakes up?
Naturally. I'll even have it fixed up before the beautiful Maisie gets through reporting back to Gloria's true loving husband. And I just wish I could hear what she has to say about the girl she thinks is the real Gloria.
Jerry, I've been looking for you for 2 hours.
Oh, I've been trying to help you solve this case, Maisie. So for the last couple hours, I've been upstairs peeping in at Miss Gloria's keyhole.
Oh, did you find anything out, Jerry?
Yeah. She has a birthmark on her...
Oh, never mind. See, if I didn't give my solemn promise to Jack, I'd call the whole thing off. The next time I run into little Gloria, I hope I'm driving a truck.
Oh, gosh, but you wouldn't want to hurt Miss Gloria. Why, she's a doll. She's out of this world.
And I wish she'd stay out. Imagine that hunk of living proof that cousins shouldn't marry calling me cheap.
Oh, well, gosh, Maisie, she sure looks like an angel, though. Just look at her over there.
Where? I don't see her.
Sitting at that table right over there.
But that's not the woman I talked to. I mean, Jerry, who's that tall, willowy girl coming to the table?
Well, that's Miss Daphne Ashbourne.
Oh, it is. And she told me she was Gloria Fuller, the female impersonator. Well,
Maisie, where are you going?
Well, now we'll see who can call me cheap. Say, you.
This is the one, Gloria.
Are you Gloria Fuller?
Yes, I am, Miss Revere.
Well, Now I smell a rat.
Oh, you do?
Yes, rat. Gloria, did you know that this woman passed herself off as you, and she read a letter from your husband, and Jack's one of the nicest guys in the world?
Yes, Miss Ashburn told me all about your visit at my suite.
Oh, she told you, huh?
Telephone call, Miss Ashburn. You can take it in the alcove there.
Oh, no, thank you, Jerry. I'll take it in my room. Well, I hope you're satisfied, Miss Peroxide of 1950.
Peroxide? Why, I'll...
Miss Revere, please.
Gee, what she makes me think of her. I should wash out my mind with DDT.
Miss Revere, I try not to think badly of anyone, so I suppose you don't know what was in Jack's letter.
Well, I didn't read it like old Needle knows, but I know he really loves you.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, he couldn't. In every letter he's written me lately, he's demanded money, a lot of money. That's why I broke off with him.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Well, here's the letter you brought. Here, I'll show you.
Let me see. I don't love you so you can have your freedom, but I demand a 50-50 split of every cent you've got. Wait a minute. Is this Jack's writing?
I'd know it anywhere.
Oh, and dopey me. I thought he was a swell guy.
I used to think so, too.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry I bothered you, Gloria. And please, if I were you, I wouldn't let this hurt me too much.
It does hurt. Maybe I'm not as stout-hearted as you.
Oh, sure. Stout-hearted Maisie, that's me. A heart of oak and a head to match. Well, I'll tell that Jack Fuller a thing or two.
Hey, didn't you like him, Maisie?
Where's the phone booth, Jerry?
Oh, right around this corner.
I'll tell that Jack Fuller what a heel he is.
Hey, here's a phone booth, Maisie. Oh, only there's somebody in it.
But I tell you, Daphne, I'm not drinking.
Hey, Jerry, that boy... Who is it?
Sounds like Dr. Clay.
I tell you no, Daphne, no.
Uh-huh. And he's talking about Miss Daphne Ashburn.
I was gambling, yes, and I've got to have some money. Now, look, you put $200 in an envelope and have Jerry the bellboy bring it to my room. Why do you worry about money? We'll have plenty as soon as we get control of the Fuller dame. Sure, call Jerry right away.
Jerry, here behind the booth.
Yeah, Maisie. There he goes.
Well, I guess I won't call Jack Fuller after all. Jerry, something's wrong here, and I'm going to find out about it.
Yeah, and I'll help you, Maisie, as soon as I take that money to Dr. Clay.
Wait a minute. You're not going to take it to him, Jerry. I am.
Well, but, Maisie, I don't trust Dr. Claves. I don't like him.
I don't like him either, Jerry. But before I get through with him, I think he's going to like me. You see, I know men.
Really? How did you find out so much about men, Maisie?
I refuse to answer that, Jerry, on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Triple zombies as you ordered, Maisie. Hey, where's Dr. Claves?
Under the table.
Gee, on only 12 zombies?
And you should have seen him after number 11. He just sat there like Whistler's mother, rocking.
Did he talk?
Yes, he talked plenty.
Oh, good, good. Oh, by the way, the barman said if I didn't get Dr. Claves to sign the bill for all those drinks, he'd bust me one in the mush. I hate to wake him, but
we might as well. Here, I'll do it. Dr. Claves. Dr. Claves, wake up. Time for your DTs, honey.
What's that? Oh, beautiful Maisie. Where you been all my life?
This is where I came in.
Dr. Claves, would you please sign for these drinks?
Are you able to sign for them, Dr. Claves?
Who, me? All right, sure, sure, sure.
Here's a pencil.
I don't need but one pencil.
I'm only handing you one.
Do you think you can sign, Dr. Claves?
Huh? Why, if Claves can't sign, who can? I'm an expert signer. Here. There.
Here are two more to sign.
There.
And there.
Yeah. Thank you for signing.
Same to you, old pal. Drop in any time.
Oh, he's out again.
Yeah. You better make sure you can read his signature, Jack.
Oh, sure, sure. I can read it, Maisie. I'll say one thing. He sure writes a beautiful hand. He waved.
Well?
These signatures are all different, Maisie.
Huh?
I mean, same name, but not the same.
Gary, are you sure you didn't sample one of those zombies?
No. Look.
Yeah. That's strange. One's all flowery and curlicute, and one's backhand, and one's a... Gary.
Yeah, Maisie, yeah?
Dr. Claves is a forger.
Huh?
And look, here's a brand new blotter he used to blot a letter. See if you can read what it says.
It's all backwards-like.
Well, look, I'll hold it up here to the mirror, and you read it. There. What does it say?
It says, Dear Gloria,
mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't love you so you can have your freedom.
Go on, Jerry, yeah.
But I demand a 50-50 split of every cent you've got.
That is it. Jerry, that's it.
Sure. What's what?
Dr. Claves took the real letter Jack Fuller wrote to Gloria, and he wrote this one instead.
Oh.
Now listen, Jerry. Here's what we'll do.
Yeah, Maisie?
We're going to take this bottle for the police as evidence.
Uh-huh.
You get us a taxi while I call Jack and tell him to meet us at the police station.
Right.
And hold the cab till I get downstairs.
Right. I'm on my way.
Hello, operator. Operator. Yes. I want the Hotel Belleville in a hurry. Mr. Jack Fuller, please.
Drop that phone.
Huh?
You heard me.
Go away, honey. Only one thing will stop me from making this call.
Drop that phone or I shoot.
That's the one thing. Miss Ashburn. Is that thing in your hand?
It sure is, and I know how to shoot it, too. No, you don't. Don't try to hide that blotter. Hand it to me or I'll...
Sure, sure. Who needs a dirty old blotter?
Don't play possum with me, honey. So you're on to Claves and his penmanship act, eh?
Yeah, and you can't get away with this, darling.
Oh, can't I?
No, you can't. I'll call the police.
You'll do nothing because you'll be lying here on the floor bound and gagged.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, no? I'll do even more. Just to give you something to occupy your mind, I will tell you what Claves and Gloria and I will be doing while you're lying here.
Maisie, the taxi's been waiting for an hour. Did you get tied up? Holy smoke, you did get tied up. Here, Maisie, let me take off this gag. There. What happened?
Well, that Daphne Ashburn came in here with a gun, and she slapped Claves till she got him on his feet. Untie my hands and feet, Jerry.
Oh, sure, sure.
Well, while I was lying there, tied up, she called Judge Carter and asked him to hear Gloria's divorce in his chambers today instead of tomorrow. Jerry, we got to work fast.
Well, you just tell me what to do, Maisie.
Well, go to the Hotel Belleville and tell Jack to get over to the judge's chambers fast.
Right. But, Maisie, where are you going?
Well, it's probably already too late, but I'm going to try to stop that divorce.
There being no further testimony and evidence in the case of Fuller versus Fuller, the court is inclined to enter a bill of divorcement in favor of the plaintiff. Now, Mrs. Gloria Fuller, if you'll just step to my desk and sign.
Yes, Judge Carter.
I object. Your Honor, I object.
And just who might you be, young woman?
Well, I'm a friend of divorcee. I'm a friend of Jack Fuller, and he loves Gloria, and she doesn't really want a divorce if she only knew the facts.
May
the
we
case.
Have order,
and,
please?
And
although these are my private chambers, this is still a court of law. Mrs. Fuller, do you know this young woman?
Well, I've seen her,
Judge Carter, she's pestered Gloria before. She's a cheap, phony blonde.
Phony? I'll show you the roots. I'll show you my baby picture.
Your Honor, would you allow me to speak for a moment as a doctor?
I'll allow anybody to speak if they'll clear up this nonsense. All right, Dr. Claves.
Thank you. This young woman is Maisie Revere.
Hmm.
I had a chance to observe her very closely earlier today when she came to me as a patient.
I went to you as a patient. You were blotto and flat on your back.
What is this?
Please, Your Honor, I'm demonstrating something, so I ask you to listen closely. Now, Maisie, just how would you describe me to Judge Carter here?
I'd describe you as the heel who's been forging letters to make Gloria believe her husband is after her money.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
As you can see, Your Honor, this is obviously an acute case of hyperophrenia.
That's a lie. I never had anything but the measles.
No, Maisie, just be calm now. Do you know the meaning of hyperophrenia?
Well, no. But I've been vaccinated, and I can prove it.
No, never mind.
Hey, wait a minute. Just what does it mean?
Suppose you tell her, Your Honor.
Well, I that is to say, I'm not too familiar with some of these technical medical terms, but
I take it, it means that a person...
Exactly, Your Honor. As nutty as a fur-lined fruitcake.
Now, wait a minute. Judge, you don't think I'm off my trolley, do you?
You're not even near the track.
Now, just a minute.
Well, you came in here in a most fantastic manner, and you've made some exceedingly wild statements which are unsupported by evidence.
There, darling.
Please, Stephanie.
However, the court does not leave such matters to chance.
Ah, there for you, darling.
May we have order? As I was saying, the court's principal interest here is in seeing justice done to the person most concerned. Mrs. Fuller.
Yes, Judge Carter.
Now, I want you to consider your answer carefully, my dear. Do you want a divorce from your husband, Jack Fuller?
Well, I...
Of course you do, Gloria. You know all the things we planned.
Well, I...
Well, Mrs. Fuller?
Well, I did love him, Judge, but... Yes, I do want a divorce.
All right, my dear. Just sign
here.
Just
a minute, Gloria. You still love your husband. He never did anything bad to you in his life, and all he wants is a chance. I don't. I did love him, but now
okay,
I...
Okay. If you don't want Jack Fuller, I do. The way he kisses... Well...
I object, Your Honor.
I always do, too, but Jack is so convincing.
It's not true. Jack wouldn't look at another woman.
You see, Jack, I told you she still loves him.
Maisie.
Oh, Jerry, where's Jack?
He wasn't in, so I left a message. And on the way over, I stopped at the police station to check on Dr. Clay.
Yeah.
You what?
Jerry, quickly. They want him for forgery, don't they?
Well, no, Maisie, they don't.
You see now, Your Honor.
He's only wanted for grand larceny, embezzlement, swindling widows and orphans, and practicing medicine without a license.
Come on, Daphne, let's get out of here.
Well, stop him, Your Honor, stop him!
They won't get far, Maisie.
Maisie, I saw Dr. Clay's and Daphne running down the corridor. Is anything... Gloria.
Oh, Jack, Jack!
Gloria, did you... Did you?
No, she didn't, young man. And you can thank Maisie here for saving her for you.
Oh, shucks, it was nothing, kids. And Gloria, as far as Jack and me and that kissing stuff, that was also nothing.
Oh, Maisie, you're a real pal. The best pal a guy ever had. And you and I and Gloria are going to have some real times together, just the three of us. Huh, Gloria? You will forget all this stuff that happened.
All right, darling. But on one condition.
I'll do anything, honey, anything.
I don't trust a real close pal as beautiful as Maisie here. You don't mind, do you, Maisie?
Oh, of course not, honey. Sometimes when I'm with a handsome man, I don't trust myself either.
So?
So what?
Well...
If you even so much as smile at me again, she'll come right back here to Reno. Right, Glo?
Right, Maisie. Jack and I are going back home for a second honeymoon.
Oh, but Maisie, what about you?
Oh, don't be silly, Jackie. What would I do on your honeymoon?
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Once again, here's Maisie.
And so Jackie and Gloria went back to Texas. Golly, those kids sure are proud of Texas. And I guess maybe they should be. After all, the United States is part of it. Too bad the court couldn't do anything about little Daphne. She hadn't broken the law, only bends a little. But that wolf in she's clothing will be getting what's coming to her, no matter where she's run off to. There's one thing about being a louse. No matter where you go, you gotta take yourself with you. Well, come on, feet. We still got to find that nightclub. Gosh, I sure am tired from all that walking. Golly, why can't people be born with their feet higher up so they won't have to keep pounding the pavement?
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Battleground, starring Van Johnson, John Hodiak, Ricardo Montalban, and George Murphy. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Sidney Miller, Hugh Studebaker, Stanley Waxman, Mary Shipp, Bob Cole, Jerry Hausner, and Rhoda Williams. Jack McCoy speaking.
we have to stop right here for this week, but we're back next week with more great old-time radio, so why don't you join us then?